Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're desperately seeking Bill Dunkelberg, and we've got a little technical difficulty getting him on the line. We're working that out right now. One of the things that I know a little bit about what he's going to talk about because I'm a semi-expert on the Small Business Index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, and it's just been amazing. Folks, during the last decade, from 2007 to 2016, that index wallowed in the low 90s, 92, 93, in that range. Every month, month after month, for basically a decade. When you hear me talk about a lost decade, that's one of my indicators. That's one of the reasons why I called it that, because I was reporting on this show with Bill Dunkelberg, the NFIB's index, among others, among my own polling. And small businesses were just in the tank. For about 10 years, we were struggling like crazy. Way too many thousands, maybe millions, didn't make it. And the index was just horrible. I never thought I would see in my life a decade of small business pessimism. Not optimism, basically pessimism. And not everybody, but I'm going to say about 80%. We're either having a tough time or having a horrible time. And the index proved that. The index showed that. But for the last 2 years, certainly for the last 18 months, it took a little bit of time for things to get to going again, but certainly for the last 18 months, the index has just gone through the roof. It's been at record levels, well above 100, which is, I think the 40-something year average is like 99.7 or something like that. And this has been in the 108 range, 107 range. In fact, the new index, the last month's index, at 107.9, just off a little bit from the previous record high. So even though it's down a little bit, that is still in amazing economic expansion territory. So that's the good news. We've got better news on the economy. We're continuing to get good news out here on Main Street now. I can't say anything. I can't talk about Wall Street. We all know Wall Street's disconnected from the economy. In terms of the share price, I know the companies who report, who are listed on the stock market. I know they do business on in the Main Street economy, but the share price. And the things that what they play fealty to, the share price is not connected to the economy. It's connected to global finance. It's connected to the United States being and our stock market being a safe haven. It's connected to the poor performance of currencies and the volatility of currencies around the world. It's connected to geopolitics. The stock market, our stock market, is. And that's not real. It's some kind of made up valuation that has nothing to do with the real value of these companies. And so we've been in la-la land, the stock market, for some time now. And, of course, we know that one of those laws fell off yesterday. And another one may fall off today. But out here on Main Street, there's nothing fake. There's nothing imaginary. There's nothing there's nothing unsubstantial about what's going on out here on Main Street. We buy stuff and we sell stuff. We make stuff and we deliver it. We hire and we make payroll. We put our two nickels together, we rub two nickels together, and we try to find a way to make 11 cents. And hopefully we can keep a penny of that ever so often. That's what it's like out here on Main Street. We don't have some artificial factors, some artificial forces from around the world coming into our world, propping up our prices, propping up the valuations of our companies. So that's the reason why when I see the NFIB's index at 107, almost 10 points above the 45-year average, that's real, my friends. That's real. That's not made up. That's not imaginary. That's not inflated. Those are real numbers. Tweet Tail, I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back. Still I wonder,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.